Fellow auto detailers, welcome to the show that features interviews with today's most successful auto detailers. This is the Auto Detailing Podcast. Here's your host, Jimbo Balaam.
Hey, it's Jimbo with the Auto Detailing Podcast coming back for another episode. I'm trying to really bang these out, trying to really just flood the podcast land of great content that will get you pumped up, fired up, and hopefully save you a little bit of money and hopefully save you a lot of time because time is money. So that's what I want to talk about today is saving you time, saving you money. I've been dealing with super soft paint on a brand new Mercedes Sprinter, black metallic. It's actually called Obsidian Black. That was completely hacked from the dealership. So I brought it home, started messing with it, and the reason I went black is, okay, well, I guess I just gave it away. I'm talking about my new rig. The reason I went black when a lot of people go white for their own personal detailing rigs is to make a statement. When you see this thing rolling and it rolls up in front of a customer's house, it makes a big statement. But not only that, but I want it to be the subject of a lot of testing. So I love testing different products, different methods, different pads, different whatever. And so why not test it on black paint? It's usually, if you can do it on black, you can do it pretty much on any paint. So one thing I was dealing with was just regular wash marring on the hood of the car. Actually, it was all over. But I figured if I could get the hood to finish out perfect, I could do the rest of the car. So I selected the hood as my test subject and decided to try out some new product. So I bought the Hyper Compound from Optimum with the recommended orange waffle pad. Tried that on the hood. Did not, for me personally, this is just from my test, was not worth the $25 that it cost in just the product alone and then another $10 for the pad. So, you know, you're looking at $35, $40 plus a little bit of shipping in there. Honestly, wasn't worth it for me. I don't know if I did something wrong. I tried it at different speeds. I tried it with a damp pad as recommended, followed the instructions. For me personally, on this paint, it just marred the crap out of it. So could have been me, could have been the product. I'm just being real with you. It didn't work for me. Also tried it on an Audi, and it, again, just created a bunch of swirl marks and didn't finish down at all. So the next thing I tried was M105 on a rotary with a foam pad and didn't... I got a lot more of it out, got rid of all the swirls from the Hyper Compound, but still wasn't great. And I was really frustrated, really bummed out. And I tried a few different other things. I'm trying to think about what else I did right now. But I couldn't get the paint to finish out perfect, defect-free. And it was really driving me nuts. And the paint, again, is so soft. Literally, if I wiped it just a little bit too hard, getting the compound off, I was scratching the paint again. So I really needed something that would finish down really fine, that didn't dust, and something that would I could wipe off really easily. So the next thing I tried, again, this is all me just testing and having fun to produce content for you guys listening. But the next thing I tried after doing a little bit of research was Meguiar's D100. Yes, D100. Yeah. Not 105. So I tried 100. Instead of 105, which for a 32-ounce bottle is about $16, compared to the 105 is about $30-something dollars. So it's about half the price of 105. And I tried it on a microfiber cutting pad on my Roops. And so again, 105 with a microfiber cutting disc on a Roops. I believe I used it at about speed 4, between 3 and 4, to cut perfectly. Not only did it cut perfectly, but it finished out really nice. it actually, for the first time, I was able to get full correction on the hood of this car, and it was super easy to wipe off, so I didn't create any more marring from the towel. And then I finished it off with a microfiber finishing disc and the D300, I believe it is, the finishing, the DA finishing polish, whatever they call it, whatever, D300. I don't know what the exact name is. And for the first time on the rig, and this was over the span of a week or two, because again, I was ordering product, having to get it in, test it, whatever. For the first time, I was able to get 100% correction on the hood of this super soft obsidian black Mercedes paint. So again, in the last episode, we talked about having a vast variety of supplies in your arsenal, because you don't know what's going to work and what's not going to work on the paint, depending if it's hard or soft. Another product or another combination I did try was a bunch of Roop stuff. I tried the UHS system, wouldn't finish it out. I tried the blue pad, the green pad, the yellow pad, the white pad, tried them all, and none of them would work. The only thing that would work on it that I tried was the microfiber cutting disc with the 100, and then following up with the 300 and the finishing microfiber disc, both for Meguiar. So these would be two things I would definitely add to your arsenal. Again, the D100, sorry if I'm messing that up. It is the 100, I just don't know if it's a D or whatever. I believe it is the D100. The directions say that it's made for a wool pad on a rotary. I did not do that. I used it on a microfiber cutting disc and a Roops, again, at speeds 3 to 4 to cut. And not only did it cut, but it finished down really good and is half the price of M105. M, maybe it's M. Maybe not D. Maybe it's M100, not D100. Sorry about that. Whatever it is, it doesn't matter. You can find it. But again, if you're on a budget, I would consider looking into it. You can buy it on Amazon. One of my favorite places to buy detailing product right now, because I can get it to my doorstep tomorrow if I need to. So it makes it very easy when I want to test out a bunch of product. I just go on Amazon, buy it, get it to my doorstep. If you have Prime, you get it next 2-day free shipping. So it's even better. So again, that's my experience with a little bit of Hyper Compound, M105, M100, microfiber cutting disc was the only thing that I could get it. The Roops wasn't working. The Hyper Compound was not working at all. So I hope that helps you guys out.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the Auto Detailing Podcast. Head on over to autodetailingpodcast.com to read our full show notes, blog posts, updates, and even sign up for our newsletter so you can be the first to hear about the latest and greatest all things Auto Detailing Podcast. And don't forget, if you leave us a rating and review on iTunes, it'll help us reach other auto detailers just like you, and you may even get a shout out at the top of a future episode. Thanks for listening. We'll see you on the next episode.
Ever tried reading while jogging, cooking, or even juggling flaming torches? Yeah, doesn't end well. But with audiobooks.com, you can conquer books without the circus act. Dive into over 450,000 titles, including more than 10,000 free ones. Get hooked on a bestseller. Find your next obsession, or finally read that classic you've been avoiding since high school. And here's the inside scoop. Sign up today for a free 30-day trial and snag your first 3 audiobooks on the house. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.